Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
Power Up is brought to you by Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine. Week 9, BT, as far as the power rankings go. And like we said last week, I feel like we have turned the corner now to where you start to identify what these teams are. I have a similar, I think top 3, maybe even top 4. I forget exactly what I had last week. But I do have a new 5, and I'll give you a new team at number 5, I should say. First time for me, I believe, that they're in my top 5, and that would be the Green Bay Packers. They have an impressive record. We know about that. Big win against the Steelers Sunday Night Football. But you could just feel them starting to get a little bit better. I don't think they're as good as the Lions. You'll find out where they rank in just a little bit. But I do think I would put them ahead of the Eagles. I know the Eagles were impressive against the Giants, whatever. I'm still not sold on them. So the Eagles are still outside of my top 5. I would trust the Packers really probably more than anybody else at this point in the NFC outside of Detroit. So for the first time this year, an impressive win. They've been on a nice run, winning 3 in a row. Give me the Packers at number 5.
There you go. I'm going to go with Green Bay as well. I've got them in the same exact spot here. Now, obviously, Jordan Love looked really good against the Steelers here. And the pass rush is there on the defensive side. They're not even really fully healthy. They don't have Christian Watson back. And when they get him back, he's getting back, I should say. And when they get him back, I mean, that's a home run. That's an element of speed and suddenness that is going to really change their offense. And, you know, listen, then that all trickles down to when you get out to a lead. Now you can obviously start really pinning your ears back and rushing the quarterback and getting after it. So Green Bay at 5-1-1 is beginning to look more and more the part. I've got the Packers number 5.
All right, number 4. I wonder how close we're going to be here this week. I got the Colts at number 4, where I think I had the same thing last week. I can't put them any higher. I mean, for me, putting the Colts led by Daniel Jones, and I know, like, at some point you have to trust what your eyes are seeing. And I watched a lot of that game last week because I picked it as part of our Perfect Parlay pick segment. I had the Titans plus 15.5, so I was watching more of that than I normally would. Also, I do want to see how good they are. They're running the football extremely well. The offensive line's protecting Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones isn't making any mistakes. He's making all the right throws. They've been solid defensively. You look at the numbers, they're astronomical in comparison to the league. The plus, what is it? Plus 116 point differential. They're 7-1. They've done everything you could ask for out of a football team from the first 8 weeks. I just still can't put them ahead of my top 3 because I don't trust them yet. It's not a knock. It's just the reality. So that's why they're at number 4.
Now, this is tricky because there's a couple of teams that are, you know, that I thought would be better coming in, like maybe the Chargers, certainly the Bills. I knew the Patriots would be improved, but I can't quite give them that kind of love yet, top 5. So I'm going to go with a team that I know that you don't fully believe in yet. We've disagreed on this most of the year. I'm going to go with Philly.
Okay.
I think a lot of people still overthink this. I don't know that that's just, you know, the recipe to get back to who they were. Give it a Saquon, let him rip off a 65-yard house job, and everything's good. I got to see what's going on with A.J. Brown. I got to see some. There's still some things going on with Philly, but they've got the pedigree. They are 6-2. The Giants are going to lose a lot of games. Sorry, Giant fans. The rest of the way, Dallas's defense stinks. The Commanders aren't what we thought. So I say all that because I think at the end of the year, even though Philly will have some holes and we won't be all in on them perceptually, they're going to win 12 games. They might even win, you know, they might win 13 games. That's a bit ambitious. Probably 12-5, and they're 6-2 now. So I think Philly is starting to get on track a little bit here.
All right, so that would mean to me you're again going to leave my Broncos off.
Oh,
the
I am.
Which is unbelievable.
I know.
You have the Colts at 3?
No.
Oh, the Colts on your list?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Wow. All right. Oh, I got the Lions at three here. I've had the Lions at one. I've had them at two. I have them at three right now, but still ahead of the Packers, even though they got beat by the Packers head to head. I just think Detroit's the best team in the NFC. If I had to bet right now, I'd bet that they would be representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. I really believe it's their year. Better defensively with Hutchinson back healthy. They've dominated the majority of their opponents here. I'm still impressed with Detroit, but not as good as the top two teams that I have. Give me the Lions at number three.
Yeah, a little repetition here. You know, sometimes it's boring, but just sometimes you try to overthink this, and you just sound like a dope. I'm with you. I got Detroit number three here. They are coming off a bye. Their secondary is beginning to – it's been their biggest issue all year. Like, the Lions' secondary has been a problem, but they're getting healthy. And as those players start to come back, obviously, Hutch just got the big extension. We saw that, so he's going to be happy, and he's going to be, you know, incredibly incentivized to finish this thing. Detroit's 5-2, as you know. Now, this is a very tricky division, so – now, the Vikings aren't good, obviously, but like the Packers, they're going to win a lot of games. The Lions are going to win a lot of games. So it's just, it's a tough division to read for me to an extent, but I don't have to overthink it. Detroit's a top three team in the NFL.
All right. You have Colts at two?
I got the Colts at number two.
All right. Explain that one.
They're real. Yeah. I mean, I love their coaching. I love their quarterback play. I mean, I get it. You know, it's hard for people to separate from Daniel Jones, but the one thing about, from what we saw here, the one thing about Jones is they're not asking him to do things that the Giants did with inferior talent. He was never going to be that guy. But when you have Jonathan Taylor, who's really carrying the mail, when you've got some innovative coaching, when you've got a tight end, when you've got some weapons, you've got a weak division, Colts aren't going away. This is not like a cute little story. And I remember saying the other day, before their previous game where Jones did great, I said, he's not going to win, but if you're looking for like MVP future value, throw a C-note on Daniel Jones. This is the kind of game, and he did. He didn't throw for three or four touchdowns, get the yardage up. Like, he is working his way into the back end of the top five for MVP, and they are going to have a ton of wins when it's all said and done.
So you believe in them more than I do. I believe in them, just not more than the other teams. I have the Chiefs at number two. I can't believe you have the Broncos off the list. Anyway,
I
have the Chiefs at number two. I think they're a great team. I had them at number one. I'm bringing them down a peg, even after their win on Monday Night Football against Washington. It's not really a knock on them. It's just that I think Denver's better. So I have the Chiefs at number two.
I've got Kansas City at number one. This is also part projection, and I mean, they're getting healthy here, and they are going to, they're going to represent the AFC, unless something that I just don't see happening right now. Like, and I'll throw you a couple of examples. It doesn't work this way in the NFL, but you never know. Like, if the Bills go out and make multiple defensive moves before the deadline, which, by the way, is coming up in a few days, November 4th, so we'll obviously keep an eye on that. Jets made a little tiny trade yesterday. Giants might do some stuff as well. We'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, change makers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
But if they get a couple of defenders, and obviously the offense got back on track last week against a bad football team, well, then maybe I could see the Bills perhaps threatening them. But Lamar's season is crushed. The Steelers are good, but not good enough. I just think Kansas City, I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I really do. I mean, it's kind of chalky at this point. They're number one.
Okay, I can understand that. That's fair. I can't understand how you aren't giving Denver enough respect.
They was close to the Giants.
To be even, so what? They've won five in a row. They've got one of the better point differentials in the league.
Yeah.
They're undefeated at home. They have a dominant defense. They have weapons all over the place on offense. Like, they have a 6-2 record. They're better than Kansas City right now. They've yet to play the Chiefs, and I cannot wait for those games. That'll
Me
be
too.
A real determination. They just mopped the floor with the big bad Cowboys. All I heard about, oh, the Cowboys and their offense. Lions, ooh, yeah, I'm real scared of Dak Prescott, the MVP. Denver kicked their ass on Sunday. It wasn't even a doubt. I put a couple hundy on that one, put my money where my mouth was, and it was a rocking chair game. So that's an impressive win over an opponent who was playing some pretty good football. Now, I thought that they were going to win, so I'm not really overly impressed with it, but that was a domination over the Cowboys and their offense. I just think Denver's really good. Now, I could certainly see how people would say, well, how can you think that they're the best? I would say because Kansas City's slow start, because I don't trust the Colts. I don't love New England as much, everybody, just yet. But I certainly could see the arguments for those teams. However, I mean, at worst, they got to be a top five.
So you think it's egregious that they're not my top five?
I do.
Okay, yeah. So to me, there's this thing called the New York football tax. Now, I'm not saying you got the VIG, you got the New York football tax. I'm not sitting here watching every snap of Denver, and you've liked them for a long time.
I've watched a lot more.
I know. You've been rolling with them.
I mean, they lost to the Colts by a point on the last second field goal because of a bullcrap call. But anyway, go ahead.
But that was also early in the season.
That was week two,
and I don't think the Colts quite were who they are now. I mean, they barely beat the Jets, and they barely beat the Giants. And I admit, I mean, they beat the Jets by 2 points, low-scoring game, obviously overseas, so logistics, whatever. And we know that the comeback against the Giants was basically historic, and they beat them by a point here. The Jets and the Giants stink. They're both going to be drafted inside the top 10. They opened the season with Tennessee, and they won by eight. So Tennessee's wretched like our teams, although the Giants are wretched, but whatever. Obviously, I don't think Indy was fully... Their identity hadn't been born yet when they beat them in week two. They lost to the Chargers, who aren't as good as we thought they were. They beat the Bengals. Yeah, they crushed them, but still, they beat the Bengals without Joe Burrow. So I know. Here's the thing. I know that they're good. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. I know that they're good. And I don't expect like they're going to lose three out of four and not be a playoff team. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying my ultimate belief in them to go into Arrowhead or up to Buffalo if they have to win a divisional round or a championship game. I don't see them doing that because, listen, the correlation is Bo Nix.
Right.
I like him. I don't like him as much as the other guys on my list.
So you like Daniel Jones and the Colts better?
I do.
Okay. Colts, they beat Miami.
Yep.
They beat Denver in that one-point game last second. They smashed the Titans, lost to the Rams.
Rams are pretty good, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Rams are, okay.
Yeah, lost to the... Well, Dolphins, no good. Titans, no good. Broncos, they got lucky, but still they won that game, fair enough. Lost to the one good team they played. They beat the Raiders, who stink. They barely beat the Cardinals at home, also stink. Beat the Chargers, who have been in a little bit of a funk. That's probably their best win. And then they smashed again the crappy Titans. That's not exactly impressive schedule.
I'm not saying it is. Again, you like them more than me. Yeah. If I didn't watch every snap of the Jets or the Giants, they very well might be five.
I know, those are two.
It's the New York football tax. Now, I do like the way they run the ball. And
their defense.
The defense is really good. No, that's a given. Do I think that they could be in the market for, even though Cortland Sutton is very good and Troy Franklin's doing some things as well? I mean, and Ingram is, it could play a little bit. Yeah, I get it. Do they make a play for a wide receiver? Do they make a play for Breece Hall to diversify that offense?
No, they've got multiple backs.
I know, but then you can spread
Dobbins
them out.
Dobbins and Harvey, then you got a third dude.
Like, I like their running attack. Yeah. That's why I mentioned it first. What I really mean to say is if they go out and get a frontline-ish offensive addition, probably more so on the wide receiving side of the chart than the running back stable, I think they become a little bit more dangerous than they already are. And I know that they're dangerous. I just don't think they're as good as you do.
I don't even think they need that. With Sutton, with Franklin, they got
Mims.
Yeah,
but Sutton's not Jamar Chase or CeeDee Lamb. I mean, Sutton's good.
He's a good receiver.
I know he's good.
The only thing to me that would be holding Denver back from really being elite is the quarterback.
That's a big part of the game.
No, but
is that all?
But it's year two. So,
I don't think they're ready now. We're not talking about in 3 years or next year.
I don't believe he's going to. I believe if they are going to be held back, it's going to be because of him. But I don't think that he's as bad as everybody else thinks, or I don't think that there should be that restriction. But to me, they're loaded almost everywhere else. Now, they got to make sure Surtain is healthy. I know he had a little bit of a health issue there. He was banged up last week. I forget what the exact issue was.
He's back. Best corner of football.
I forget what it was. But, yeah. All right. There you have the power rankings ahead of Week 9. We'll come back. Take a quick break here. Come back with your calls for the final hour of the show. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.